during our early years on the land in Arkansas, we had three natural disasters. We had a fire, a flood, and a hurricane. And I despaired that the land could ever recover. The river rose 35 feet and destroyed a tremendous amount. The fire destroyed about 200 acres. We backed up on a 15,000-acre wildlife management, so there was plenty of land and trees, but it was charred. And then during my walks the following spring, I saw new shoots of green coming up off of the forest floor, and I was amazed at that rebirth and rediscovery of life that occurred naturally. And so I began a series that I was hoping Bruce would like, that I called Epilogue, for the aftermath of the disaster. And these were my first really sculptural paintings. They projected off the wall sometimes as much as 15 inches. And they were made of stretch canvas over shapes. And those were painted with acrylic and steel in a grid-like form in most of them. And then a rock form that I created out of hydrocal, which is a cement compound, but stronger than cement. And I would sand cast it, clean it, paint it. And then my studio assistant would put the brace on it to hang it on the wall. So I did 25 of these in a year. And some of them are quite large. We just installed one at Cornell that is 10 feet high and 10 feet wide. Halfway through that series, I became discontented with the hydrocal stone. It was artificial to me. So I began to roam the property looking for natural stone. Our valley's stone had been dated by a University of Arkansas professor at 350 million years of age, and that appealed to me. I liked holding the stone, particularly when it had fossils in it, in my hands or my arms, and putting it into the work. Bruce came back, and he really liked the show. He photographed it and made arrangements for an exhibit. And he said to us, "I think this is good enough to take on tour." And so Jerry became involved as tour director. And he booked the show at the Arkansas Art Center, at the Springfield, Missouri Museum, and at the Walton Art Center. And later on, it toured Louisiana and Texas. So this occurred in the early 1990s, 91, 92, and began, I think, to be the beginning of my mature style. I remember an artist friend from Houston, a really blithe spirit, came in the studio one day and said, "You finally put it together." I felt good about that. I went on from there to my major dominant theme of the last 20 years, which is the environment, the world of nature, our relationship to it. Gradually, it's my understanding of its fragility and our need to nurture and protect it.